The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's Vision News is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, in view of the loss of Pope Francis, the Xavier Society for the Blind has listed a children's book for his biography. So I'm visiting xsfb.klas.com. And the book information is Xavier Society for the Blind Catalog, Serving God and the Blind Since 1900. There's the search results, Jorge from Argentina, The Story of Pope Francis for Children. And of course, Jorge is spelled J-O-R-G-E. Title, Jorge from Argentina, The Story of Pope Francis for Children. Medium, Braille. Names, Jamie Stuart Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, J-A-Y-M-I-E-S-T-U-A-R-T. Book number, B-1434. Copies available upon request. Biography of Pope Francis, suitable for children ages 6 to 8. Local subject, children. Biography, popes. Language, English. Released in 2013. Publication info, Boston, Massachusetts, 2013, Pauline Books and Media. Search tips for the Xavier Society for the Blind are listed on the website, and you can contact them at 248 West 35th Street, Suite 1502 in New York, New York, 10001, or call 212-473-7800 or 800-637-6379193 or email, no, not email, fax, 212-473-7801 or email client services at Xavier Society, that's X-A-V-I-E-R, Society for the Blind .org. From AFB.org, from research to practice, making educational technology accessible for all students. AFB Research Webinar Series, May 21st, 2025, at noon Eastern Time. Join us for an engaging and dynamic webinar discussing the American Foundation for the Blind's EdTech Accessibility Toolkit, your go-to guide for designing, selecting, and implementing inclusive educational technology for pre-K through 12 and higher education learning environments, tailored for both educational technology developers and school tech decision makers. This session will show how this accessible design is not just a legal requirement, but also a competitive advantage. Learn about our research on accessibility gaps in current EdTech tools, what accessibility really means in practice, and how your products can stand out in a crowded market by meeting the needs of all learners. Join us in building inclusive educational spaces for all. Learn more about AFB's EdTech Accessibility Toolkit by visiting www.afb.org/edtech. Follow the link below to register for the webinar. Please reach out to research@afb.org with any questions. And there's a hot link to register for the webinar on May 21st. From accessibility.day, celebrate Global Accessibility Awareness Day with Level Access Virtual. 1st of May 2025 to 31st of May 2025 from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This May, Level Access is offering a full month of programming designed to educate, inspire, and empower organizations to advance digital accessibility. Visit our GAAD Hub for exclusive training opportunities, including free access to the Level Access Academy, our online learning platform, for the month of May. You'll also find on-demand workshops with accessibility experts and a ready-made kit for planning and executing an impactful GAAD celebration at your organization. There's a hot link to learn more with Level Access. Local Guides GAAD Meetup 2025, 1st of May through 30th of May 2025, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time from Oweri Imo, Nigeria. As Google Maps volunteers, local guides are celebrating their 10th anniversary, contributing data, photos, reviews, videos, and rates on Google Maps. We have dedicated the month of May 2025 to review our activities toward accessibility and inclusion. This will help us make more helpful and useful contributions for billions of users worldwide. Join us. Join us in celebrating GAAD 2025 with a free accessibility learning opportunity activity. 1st of May through 30th of June 2025 from 7 p.m. to midnight. It says p.m. Join us in celebrating GAAD 2025 with a free accessibility learning opportunity. At ELA Hub, we launched our very first taster module for the DALC, Designing Accessible Learning Content Program. During GAAD 2023, to support the mission of getting everyone talking, thinking, and learning about the digital inclusion and disability awareness. Thanks to the incredible response, over 500 participants, and invaluable feedback from learning practitioners and disabled learners, we saw the powerful potential of this resource to drive meaningful change in how learning content is designed. That's why we've evolved our original taster into the DALC Showcase module, a free module available to everyone with sample lessons from the full program to get you started with creating more accessible and inclusive learning content. And this year, to celebrate GAAD 2025, for a limited time until 30th of June, complete the Showcase module and receive an exclusive ELA Hub Committed to Accessible and Inclusive Learning Content digital badge. Sign up and complete the DALC Showcase module at https://showcase-elahub.talentlms.com/. Celebrate GAAD 2025 by joining the ELA 1000. Benchmark accessibility, drive change, and plant a tree. 1st of May 2025 to 31st of December 2025, from 7 p.m. to noon, global. Celebrate GAAD 2025 by joining the ELA 1000. Benchmark accessibility, drive change, and plant a tree. Help shape the future of accessible learning by taking part in ELA 1000, a pioneering initiative designed to benchmark accessibility across learning and development, L&D, industry. Our goal? Empower 1,000 organizations to assess, improve, and lead the way in accessible, inclusive learning design. What's involved? Just 10 to 15 minutes of your time to complete our 60-question accessibility assessment. That's a mouthful. Designed to identify key strengths and opportunities in your organization's approach to accessibility. What you'll get? A free customized accessibility assessment report with tailored feedback and practical guidance, including resources to support accessible inclusive learning strategy. And for every completed assessment, we'll plant a tree. Take part in this GAAD and help create a more inclusive learning future for millions of people with disabilities and access needs. Start at your ELA 1000 accessibility assessment at https://ela1000assessment.elahub.net/. From SKI.org, Brandon Biggs sets the standard for digital map access in government. Dateline March 19th. Brandon Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, a scientist at the Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute, SMITH-KETTLEWELL, Eye Research Institute, delivered a groundbreaking presentation titled, Can You Read This Map? Checking Maps for ADA Accessibility, as part of the ADA National Network's webinar series. Biggs emphasized that this talk is now the definitive government source for ensuring digital maps comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. His presentation provided a comprehensive guide to making digital maps usable by people with disabilities, covering key challenges and best practices. Biggs, the inventor of Audiom, A-U-D-I-O-M, a tool for creating blind and low vision friendly maps, has been at the forefront of developing solutions for non-visual map access. With digital maps playing an increasing role in navigation and in public services, Biggs' work sets a new benchmark for the assistive technology standards. His insights will serve as a critical resource for government agencies, developers, and advocates working to make geographic information genuinely inclusive. For more details, visit the ADA National Network's webinar archive at the hot link. From docs.google.com, first announcement of Smith-Kettlewell Summer Research Institute 2025. Third Smith-Kettlewell Summer Research Institute 2025. Empowering Data Vision, a self-paced introduction to the convergence of AI and data science. Apply by June 1st, 2025 using this application form. The Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute, the University of Michigan, and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign are delighted to present our third online course dedicated to data science for blind individuals. Overview. This course, Empowering Data Vision, a self-paced introduction to the convergence of AI and data science, will teach blind individuals to use low-code and no-code techniques to create their own tools and workflows for accessing their data, powered by AI. This year, the course will be offered as a series of self-paced modules that will be available from mid-July through mid-August. Participants can opt to take these in any order. A certificate will be issued to those participants who successfully complete all modules within a stipulated time frame that will be shared as part of the course syllabus. Read below for details about the course curriculum, eligibility, and instructions on how to apply. Course objective: our primary objective is to equip blind individuals with the tools and knowledge necessary to independently analyze and visualize data, contributing to a more universally usable data literacy movement. By doing so, we aim to increase their effectiveness in their professional careers and bridge the representation gap in the data science field. Course sponsor. Funding for this Summer Research Institute is provided by the Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center, RERC, on Blindness and Low Vision at the Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute from the National Institute on Disability, Independent Living, and Rehabilitation Research, NIDILRR. Course description. This course is specifically designed for blind individuals to explore no-code and low-code methods for people to generate their own tools to access and manage data. The course includes 6 self-paced, pre-recorded modules available from our online platform, taught by blind data scientists and blind programmers. These are supported by online office hours, where participants can interact directly with faculty and where they can receive technical support related to course content and accessing it using their particular assistive technology. The course is designed for screen reader users who rely on speech or braille as their primary means of interacting with software, although there is no requirement for users to have a braille display. Our main focus in this summer's course will be an overview of statistical concepts and their associated visualization techniques, introduction to screen reader-friendly tools, and programming environments to analyze data and to communicate insights and tools and strategies to effectively use AI to assist with data analysis. By the end of the modules in this course, we anticipate students to have an inventory of knowledge, tools, and strategies to continue their AI and data science learning journey, even in partially accessible environments outside of this course. Our target learners are those who require data visualization skills in their academic or professional journey. This includes faculty, undergrad, graduate students, programmers, analysts, engineers, and scientists. This year, there are 30 places available on the course, and it is open to BVI individuals anywhere in the world. Eligibility. Participants must be over 18 years of age, be proficient in Python or an equivalent programming language. Note, we will ask everyone to complete a small pre-course task in Python to ensure baseline knowledge on which the course can build. Be an everyday screen reader user. For example, JAWS, NVDA, VoiceOver, Orca, etc., using speech output and or a Braille display. Have access to a laptop or desktop that can run Zoom, Visual Studio Code, and Python, presumably simultaneously. Note, all of these are free or open source, and we will help you get things set up prior to the start of the course. Have access to a high-speed internet connection to participate in online classes. Have a basic level of proficiency in computer programming, ideally in Python. Have a need for data visualization skills in their academic or professional careers. Course instructor. This year's course will be taught by both Dr. Jung Seo and Dr. Venkatesh Potluri. Those are spelled J-O-O-Y-O-U-N-G-S-E-O, V-E-N-K-A-T-E-S-H, P-O-T-L-U-R-I. Dr. Venkatesh Potluri is an assistant professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. His research focuses on understanding accessibility challenges experienced by BVI programmers and addressing them through the development of accessible developer tools and accessibility datasets. Dr. Joo-Young Soo is an assistant professor in the School of Information Sciences at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. His research focuses on assistive technologies in computing / data science, ability design human-computer interaction, inclusive learning sciences / STEM plus C education across abilities, and health informatics. Joo-Young and Venkatesh will be assisted by Aziz Zeidad. That's A-Z-I-Z-Z-E-I-D-I-E-A, a PhD student. And Dr. Sile Omodrain, that's S-I-L-E, O apostrophe M-O-D-H-R-A-I-N, Professor of Information, School of Information at the University of Michigan. Dr. James M. Coughlin, C-O-U-G-H-L-A-N, Director of the Smith-Cal-Well Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center, R-E-R-C, on blindness and low vision, will provide overall guidance in developing this course. There is a course outline and an application form at the hotline link with a deadline of June 1st, 2025. From NPR.org, Supreme Court to hear school disability discrimination case. Dateline April 28th, article by Nina Totenberg. The Supreme Court hears arguments in a case testing the reach of federal laws that promise special help for children with disabilities in public schools. Ava Tharpe, T-H-A-R-P-E, is a teenage girl who suffers from serious disabilities caused by a rare form of epilepsy. She needs assistance with everyday tasks like walking and using the toilet, and she has so many seizures on average during the morning that her public school in Kentucky arranged her schedule to be in the afternoon only, including a teacher giving her instruction at home in the early evening. But when her family moved to Minnesota for her father's job, Tharpe's new school in the Twin Cities refused to accommodate her late-day schedule. As a result, her school time hours were reduced to 65% of what her peers received. Tharpe and her parents sued the Osseo Area School System, that's O-S-S-E-O, claiming that it failed to live up to the requirements specified under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Rehabilitation Act, and the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act, IDEA. Those three federal laws mandate in part that schools receiving federal funds must provide reasonable accommodation for kids with disabilities. A state administrative law judge sided with Tharpe's parents, finding that the school district's reasons for denying her a full day of instruction were not credible. Ultimately, Tharpe's parents sued in federal court to secure her rights to a full day of school day of learning, and the school district provided her with comprehensive schooling. Her parents also asked for compensatory damages that are not available under the IDEA, but are available under the other two disability rights laws. The lower courts split on the question of what parents must prove in order to qualify for those compensatory damages. In many parts of the country, including the Federal Appeals Court that covers Minnesota, parents must clear a very high bar to qualify, making it nigh unto impossible for parents to prevail. That's partly what makes this case so important, says Tharpe's father, Aaron Tharpe. If we're successful before the Supreme Court and we can change the standard, we'll be able to help all these other families across the country for them to be able to help their disabled children get what they should be getting under the law, he said. In all, five federal appeals courts have established a very strict standard for parents to qualify for compensatory damages. They must show that the school district acted in bad faith or with, quote, gross misjudgment. But two other appeals courts have established a less stringent standard that demands only a showing of deliberate indifference by the school system. Which standard is the right one? That is the question before the justices. Disability rights groups are on Ava's side, but the Osseo Area School District counters that if Ava wins, school systems would be on the hook for potentially crushing liability. No kidding. From NFB.org, the NFB Bell Academy will offer a program in Virginia Beach this year. Contact person is Louise Walsh, W-A-L-C-H, phone 210-683-3729. Email louisewalsh@gmail.com. Location, Virginia Beach Christian Church, 2225 Rose Hall Drive, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23454. The National Federation of the Blind Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, NFB Bell Academy, is a nationwide summer program dedicated to empowering blind and low-vision children, helping them grow into confident, independent individuals who can live the lives they envision. The NFB of Virginia is thrilled to host a program at the Virginia Beach Christian Church this year and invites your child to enhance their braille and non-visual skills alongside other blind youth and inspiring blind role models. The program will take place June 22 to 27, 2025. Our family kickoff begins Sunday, June 22, from 3 to 5 p.m., followed by daily sessions from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. for children ages 6 to 13. There is no registration fee. Lunch and snacks will be provided. However, hotel accommodations and transportation, except for field trips, are not included. If transportation is a concern, please contact us for assistance. Registration closes June 1st, 2025. For more information, or if you have any other questions, please contact Louise Walsh. To register, please complete the NFB Bell registration, also available in Spanish at the hot links. Posted on Assistive Technology for the Blind and Visually Impaired by Andrew Hersey, H-E-R-S-E-E. I was designing a compass without a point for 3D printing and realized that it ended up reasonably tactile and could be useful for people with impaired vision. The numbers are indented and it has indents along one edge. I've now added braille to it too. Maybe this is useful for someone here. I'd also be happy to help out by making modifications to the design should you have improvements. If you or a community has access to a 3D printer, it's a really quick print and uses very little filament, so it is very cheap, around 10 pence. So a community could print a bunch and distribute them. You can download the model for free at https://makerworld.com/en/models/602548. I hope it helps someone. Posted Thursday on National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Facebook group by Hannah Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-O-N. Hello Families, Level Up is a national program for students ages 14 to 22. Most students able to attend with support from VR under pre-ETS. If you have any questions, please contact programs at envisionus.com or message me directly. That's programs at envisionus.com. Hannah Christensen, registration is still open for Envision Level Up 2025. Level Up is an immersive college and career exploration program for students who are blind or visually impaired. We have students joining us from across the U.S. to stay on campus at Wichita State University, where students will choose from an amazing array of hands-on courses taught by the campus and community professionals. Sessions include morning, money management, entrepreneurship and business communication, accessibility testing as a career, exploring health professions, cybersecurity, afternoon, metalworking and welding, electrical engineering and coding, PC building, aerospace engineering, Culinary Arts. For more information about Level Up, visit https://www.envisionus.com/youth-programs/level-up or contact us at programs@envisionus.com. Sherry Gerson posted, that's spelled S-H-A-R-I-G-E-R-S-O-N, free Zoom workshop on the new Meta Smart Glasses, Thursday, May 22, 2025, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Jason Goldfield with the Florida Outreach Center for the Blind for an informative Zoom lecture on the new Meta Smart Glasses by Ray-Ban. The Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses are a fusion of fashion and functionality, combining Meta's tech with Ray-Ban's iconic eyewear. Of the many things these glasses can do for you hands-free, you can ask it to tell you what is in front of you, connect to your phone and text, send voice messages and make calls, play music, ask questions, take photos and video, get directions and descriptions, translate foreign languages, get recipes, and have it tell you what is in your refrigerator, learn the history of a landmark, and so much more. On the audio front, the glasses feature discrete open-ear speakers and a 5-microphone system, ensuring crystal-clear calls, immersive sound, and precise voice recognition. Zoom meeting ID 835-8160-5488. Passcode 182630. By phone 1-312-626-6799. By computer https://us02web.zoom.us/j/835816054888. Query PWD equals capital U, capital W, capital Y, small v, capital T, capital V, capital Z, number 2, capital Q, number 2, capital R, another capital R, E, J, H, capital J, A-M, capital V, capital J, capital R, capital E, capital F, number 4, capital R, capital I's, or 2 L's. My font could be either one. Small T, small D, small Z, 09. us02web.zoom.us. For info on the workshop, FOCB's free classes, training, and more, contact us, 561-642-0005, email info_FOCB@bellsouth.net. The Florida Outreach Center for the Blind is a nonprofit organization / training facility that is nationally accredited by the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER. Classes and training are available in English, Spanish, Creole, and French. Address 2315 South Congress Avenue, Palm Springs, Florida, 33406. Website, http://blindfocb.org. Like us on Facebook. Join us on Twitter. Well, that's it for this week's Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.